Hi everyone, it's Annie here, and it's the 28th of February, the 1st of March tomorrow. And I've been so looking forward to this call because there's so much change in the air. Let's start though with just a little getting here meditation. So just taking a slow, deep breath or two. And being aware of your feet on the floor. Noticing the feeling of your feet against your shoes or against the floor. Notice the gentle pressure against the soles of your feet. Bringing your attention up to your ankles and shins and calves, to your knees and thighs, to your seat bones and the pelvic area. Up into your abdomen and up the spine. You might feel the support of whatever you're sitting or lying on, under your seat bones, against your back. You might like to allow yourself to sink into that support that little bit more. Noticing how your abdomen feels. Coming up into the chest area and up the spine. Maybe noticing the beating of your heart. Bringing your attention to your shoulders, upper arms, forearms, wrists, hands and fingers. Noticing the feeling of your throat, the connection to your spine and to your head. Being aware of your head gently resting on your neck and shoulders. Being aware of the breath flowing in and out through your nostrils. And you might feel your chest, your abdomen expanding a little with each inhalation and then relaxing again as you exhale. Just letting your mind drift back over your body. Noticing how your body's feeling. Having a sense of really tuning into your body, connecting with it. Maybe a sense of coming home to yourself. As you focus on your body connecting in with you. And you might like to imagine snuggling up inside. Maybe somewhere in your chest, heart area, or maybe the belly, the abdomen, for the solar plexus, wherever feels like a good place to you, to just come home and be with yourself. And you might find some calm and peace as you come home to you. And when you're ready, starting to come back, starting to be aware again of sights and sounds. And just noticing how you feel after just those few minutes of tuning in to you. We spend so much of our time focused on the external world, on our busyness, our doingness, on other people, on places to go and things to do. And coming back into ourselves can be so soothing and comforting and peaceful. Okay, so this month is an 8-month. We calculate that by adding together 2021, which adds up to 5, and then the number of March is 3, so 5 and 3 are 8. If you're wanting to calculate what year and month you're in, simply add up the day and month of your birth, the numbers, all the numbers in your day of birth and your month of birth. So, for example, if it's the 13th of November, adding 1 and 3 and 1 and 1, which comes to 426. And that says, and then adding that to 5, which is the year number. So 6 and 5 in that example is 11 over 2. And if it's a double digit, if it's 2 digits, then adding those together to get one number, unless they're double, like the 11. So that's how you calculate the year number that you're in. Then to calculate your month number, just adding that year number onto 3. And a little later in the call, I'll be going through and talking about your personal month numbers. But first of all, I want to focus on the global energy of this month, which, as I said, is 8. And I just want to give this a little bit of a backdrop. Last year was a restructuring, well, not so much a restructuring, a destructuring year. That 2020 adding up to 4 made it very much about becoming emotionally sensitive to the reality of things in your life and seeing what is not working anymore. And really interestingly, astrology reflects that as well. I'm not an astrologer, but I follow various astrologers, and there's more flexibility in astrology, so in some ways it can enhance things. And at the same time, I love the simplicity of numerology. And so astrologically, last year there were a whole lot of retrogrades, which stop us from moving forward. And last year was about, this is how your life is, what's working, what's not working, what needs to end. So, for example, last year, a lot of relationships ended. A lot of people moving house, or jobs ending, or just being stuck, really stuck in how things are, not liking it, realizing maybe how much you don't like it, and wanting it to change, but not being able to find a way to make it change. And that was the case for so many of us, being stuck in unpleasant situations, being stuck in problems and feeling powerless to do anything about it. And if you did try things, then they probably often backfired. It was a really challenging year. And, you know, COVID was just one expression of it. It was always going to be a challenging year, according to the numbers and the stars. So if you've been beating yourself up about how you were last year, please, please don't. Please don't. It was an opportunity for us to let go, and it meant sort of living with the brakes on. Four is a number that's very much about be here now. This is how it is. Sometimes brackets suck it up. because, of course, when we accept this is how it is, then we're more empowered to make choices. So this year, being a 5 year, five is about change, progress, freedom, disruption, invention, all sorts of possibilities and opportunities coming our way. And March especially is a time for that, because that eight energy is about, eight is the strongest of all the numbers. People who have an eight life path, and your life path number is your most significant number, they are awesome. Time and again, I get blown away when I'm working with someone who has an eight life path and they're talking about the various challenges they've had in their life. And I think this would bring other people to their knees, and somehow you're still standing. So eight people are the strong people. Each number has its particular strength, its particular benefit. And eight people have a resilience, they have an endurance, they have a courage, they have a strength that is just awesome. And that is the energy that we've got this month. That it is time globally for us to come into our power. So that's the undercurrent for everyone this month, stepping into your power. Now, I'm really fortunate, and I suspect it's no coincidence, that my personal year number is always 1 year ahead of the global year number. So the global year number being five, my personal year number is six, which means my month is always 1 month ahead. So I had the 8 months last month. So that refreshes me and gets me really familiar and intimate again with the energy of eight in time to talk to you all about what's coming. And some of you will be with me, will have been with me in the 8 months last month, of course. And it was just such a beautiful refresher. And it's also led me to change a little bit about how I'm going to talk about the numbers as I go through the each of the personal months, because I think, yeah, what came... Anyway, I'll tell you what happened for me. So beginning of February, new month, fresh start, eight coming into my power. Eight is about business, it's about money, it's about big organisations. And so I thought, okay, there's things I can... we'll be doing with this, with the business this month, getting things sorted. And the first week, it was obstacle on obstacle, and I found myself writing in my journal, everything is hard, it's all too hard, I can't do this, I can't keep pushing and feeling just as though I was walking into a brick wall, whether it was with my my personal life or my work life. And so as I was journaling this, and I stopped and thought, hey, wait a minute, so what month am I in? Oh yes, I'm in an 8 month. What's eight about? Self-empowerment. And so immediately I was able to do a flip around that struggle that I'd had in that first week of February and think, okay, I'm being shown ways in which I feel blocked, ways in which I feel helpless and powerless, because this is my month for becoming more empowered, for becoming more bold, more resilient, having more endurance. So right now I'm being shown how I don't have that, that it's time to take a step up. And so then I did some handing it over, and I did some journaling around, I see myself being strong, confident, bold, etc., caring, compassionate, achieving and succeeding. And I did some handing it over. Show me, divine beloved, show me, universe, what steps I need to take so that I can feel stronger and more empowered. Lift from me what is stopping me from becoming stronger and more powerful and more confident. Stop me if I'm going in the wrong direction. Guide my way. This feeling blocked and stuck is too hard. I give this whole situation to you. Show me the steps I need to take. Show me how this can unfold. And so here it is at the end of the month, and I feel so different to how I felt, so much freer. There's been a whole lot of change happening this month. I'm really excited about various things. I've got it on the go. And so if, you know, we're so inclined to get caught in, you know, this is, for example, this is too hard, I can't do it, what's wrong with me, why can't I get it right, life's just being difficult. And if we can stop and think, is there a lesson here? What do I need to learn here right now? If I accept that this is how I'm meant to be feeling right now, then what are the opportunities in that? What might I be here to learn? And so that's what I'm going to be focusing on a little bit more as I go through the numbers today based on that. So how I worked with that one was, as I say, handing it over to the divine. You know, it's in the Bible, I cast this burden on you. Show me, work through me, show me what action I need to take. I also worked with my inner child, that part of me that felt so, so helpless and frustrated and inadequate. And I got a sense of that part feeling really young and feeling really powerless. And that awareness that it's a part of me, it's actually not all of me that's feeling like this, because there's a part of me that's aware that this is how I'm feeling. And so that part of me that's aware that this is how I'm feeling started comforting that part of me that felt so helpless. Because we don't want to deny our emotions. That just drives them underground, and we have to carry them around with us, and they're inclined to erupt when we least want them to. Emotions are just energy that wants to be in motion and set free. And so just as we all want to be acknowledged by people and we all want to be appreciated, so does that part of us that's feeling wounded or hurt or frightened want that those emotions to be acknowledged, wants us to say to it, yes, I know you're frightened, or yes, I know you're feeling really helpless right now, and I'm here for you. And how would you like me to be with you? Would you like me to support you? Would you like me to listen to you? Would you like to know that I understand you? And so when we start having part of us working with the part of us that's feeling wounded, then we start to have more power in the situation. So those are two of the primary ways that I worked with that. The third was doing some journaling, and the fourth was doing some meditating and being with it. And that's probably my usual combination of the way to work with processes. So this is a great month because it's about money, power and success. If you've been thinking of seeing your accountant or a financial planner, this can be a good time to do that. Good time for real estate, for any sort of legal matters. It's also a good time for writing. Remembering this is an undercurrent for everyone. And so it's when you're interacting with other people, this is the energy that you have in common, this eight energy. And you also, what you have that may be differences is what your personal month number is. And so you bring those differences as well. Now, the other thing which I haven't been talking about much in the past about each month is the actual number of the month has its impact too. So this month, March being a three month, three is about creativity, it's about self-expression, and it's about inspiration and enthusiasm. And the negative of it, which you might find playing out, is being critical. So this is a month to notice if you're giving yourself a hard time. If you're saying to yourself, you know, why did you do that? You should do better. You never get it right. This is the month to practice really comforting that part of you that's struggling rather than beating that part up. And I love responding to that critical voice quite simply with, I'm doing the best I can, or I was doing the best I could with the knowledge I had at the time. A lovely Louise Hay saying. And so just being aware, those are two energies that are an undercurrent for this month. That desire to dream big dreams, to talk about them, and to come into your power. And this is all against the backdrop again of it being a 5 year. So if we bring together those three energies, five is about finding freedom, it's about change and variety. Eight is about empowerment, and three is about expression. And so, you know, here is the time to come more fully into your power, to be more fully expressing who you are and breaking free and embracing new possibilities and opportunities. So how exciting is that? And when we look at it, when we look at the astrology, there's a whole lot of planets that are doing the right thing at the moment, doing what we want them to do. There's been some really big shifts from what was happening last year. We've just come through Mercury retrograde, which was in Aquarius, so that can block communication and also cause technical problems and IT problems. We might feel a little bit more of that for another week or so. And then it's a time for new openings and starting to live those new possibilities, those new opportunities. And so that's why I wrote in that article that's on the Annie Sorrell Emotional Wellbeing Facebook page, and also emailed out to those of you on my mailing list, where I talked about this is a really valuable time to stop thinking about this is how it's always been, this is how it always will be. I've always worried about money. Why would that change? I've never had enough money. That's just how it is. That's how my life is. Or so-and-so who does my head in at work, they're never going to change and I can't deal with it. So these things that are this is how it's been, whether it's this is how it's been for the last 3 months, for the last year, for the last decade, for your lifetime, now is just a really awesome time for that to change. And so watching your language around it, and also we're going to do a meditation at the end to really help to get unstuck from this is how it's been to I wonder how it can be now. I wonder what else is possible. I'm open and receptive to new and better ways of being coming into my life. I'm open and receptive to feeling more empowered, to being more of an I can person and less of an I can't person, to being stronger, just simply stronger, not affected so much by glitches, by things going wrong, by what other people say. Really, now is a time when things can be different, like not before. Not before in many decades. We're in a really exciting time. And so each day, waking up being open, open to possibility. And you might like to say to God, Source, the universe, how, whatever you like to think of it, when you wake up each day, I hand this day over to you to bring the highest and best. I'm open and receptive to the highest and best coming to me and everyone concerned. Work through me, show me the way, guide me, be here with me. Because we don't have to do it all on our own. When we open up to support and we open up to possibilities and we open up to change, little miracles can happen. So this month of self-empowerment, of self-expression, of becoming free, freer than ever before, is a fabulous time for that. Okay. Just checking if there's anything else I want to say about that. No. Okay, so let's go through the personal months now and just quickly reviewing to calculate what month you're in now. Add the day and month of your birth to 5 and then add that to 3, which is the number of this month, and then that'll come to a double digit. Add the two numbers together and you'll get a single digit. That is your month number. Okay? So so what I've been saying about the 8 months applies to people who are in a 5 year this year, of course. So you're on steroids with this. You're always, for your whole life, lined up with the global energies, which I think is probably very supportive. Another thing that's really interesting to know is how you line up monthly and therefore yearly with people that you're close to. Like marriages seem to just be able to be very resilient if both people have the same personal year, therefore the same personal month, because they're sort of lining up with wanting time alone at the same time, or wanting time together at the same time, or wanting to be more empowered at the same time. Also be aware of what's happening with your children. What months are they in the cycle? And what's happening with parents, with siblings, with friends, because it can really help us to be more understanding and more tolerant of other people's idiosyncrasies, and anything that does that is hugely beneficial, of course. Okay, so if you're in a 6 year, then March is a 9 month, and 6 and 9 are both very caring numbers, very open-hearted numbers, and six is about family, responsibility, relationships, love and home for the year. This 9 month is ending about bringing to completion things that you might have been working on for some time, and also letting go of things around love, home, family, responsibility, relationships that are not working. So patterns of conflict, for example, patterns of worrying what other people think, patterns of feeling inadequate in communication with others and doing that thing after you've been talking with someone of, oh, why did I say that? And why did they say this? What did they mean? Don't they like me? Etc. Letting go. Great time, actually, to rearrange your house, rearrange the furniture, to symbolise that letting go, and cleaning out cupboards. Whenever we've got 9 happening, whether it's 9 year or a 9 month, this is the month for letting go, or the number for letting go of what no longer serves you. And whenever we let go, much as it might be scary or uncomfortable, what we're doing is creating space for something new to come in. It's amazing how when we declutter our home, our cupboards, our minds, our emotions, we inevitably create space for new objects, new items, new ways of thinking, new ways of feeling. Trying to bring good stuff in on the top of uncomfortable stuff or stuff that is outmoded, that is outgrown, is hard work. Also a month for feeling drawn to doing some sort of charity work, drawn to service. And also nine is very much about culture and the arts too. But the big emphasis, anytime anything comes up that you're not comfortable about, whether it's the way you eat, whether it's what time you wake up in the morning, anything, this is a great month to say, I'm willing to let this go. Please help me release this pattern, this way of thinking, this way of feeling, to make room for the new beginnings that come in April. We often are uncomfortable about emptiness that comes when we let go, but if we can remind ourselves that the emptiness is just a transition period to new beginnings, and we don't need to know what they are. You know, our mind doesn't run the show. It likes to think it does. But we've also got our higher self or our inner self or our wise self, our soul, that actually has a lot more wisdom than our mind with its fear-based thinking. Okay, if you're in a 7 year, that's you had that letting go last month, and this is your new beginnings. Oh, and I said I was going to talk about the challenges for each month. So if you're in a 9 month, if there's things that you're resisting letting go of, maybe there's a friend that you always find you feel yucky after you've spent time with that person, but you've known each other for a long time and you feel you should hang around. One of the ways we know that something needs to be let go of is we feel heavy in association with it. And we can feel really heavy, really weighed down. So in a 9 month, if things are weighing you down, that could well be a sign of it's time to let them go. With a 1 month, it's about new beginnings. It's about being more independent, being more of who you really are. It's a month for doing meditation, asking, who am I? Because we're not our body, we're not our name, we're not our thoughts, we're not our feelings. So getting in touch with a deeper sense of who we are. How the one can present is a feeling of wanting to do something new or different but not knowing what it is, or being afraid of starting something new, or feeling really alone. The one energy is very much about the individual. In astrology, it's Aries, it's about the self. So if you're in a 1 month and you're feeling very alone, that's because it's about getting in touch with who you are. When we spend a lot of time with other people, we don't notice ourselves so much. So be alone with yourself as an opportunity to get in touch more fully with who you are, with what you want in life, where you want to focus your attention, where you're wanting to head. And so feeling alone can be uncomfortable, and it can also be a really rich source for opportunity for developing a better relationship with ourselves. And all our other relationships stem from, are influenced by our relationship with ourselves. The better we feel about who we are, the easier it is to feel good about who other people are. The better we feel about who we are, the less likely we're to criticise and blame ourselves, which means the less likely we are to also criticise and blame others. So seeking ways to support yourself in being comfortable with you in this 1 month. If you're in an 8 personal year, it's a bit of a spiritual month. It's an 11 over 2 month for you. So getting in touch, being open to your intuition, to inspiration, to enthusiasm, getting a deeper connection with yourself again and with your higher self or your wise self. What can happen in this month is the challenge around it. It can be a very emotional month. And so if you can think of it as, okay, I've got all these emotions, they're here because now is the time for me to let these emotions move through me so that my intuition can be stronger, so I'm more open to my guidance. And I have certainly found that for me over the years as I become clearer and clearer emotionally. I've got a long way to go. However, my intuition is something that I can really feel a lot more guided by it than I used to be. So if it is an emotional month for you, that's because now is the time to be with those emotions. And whether you process them with doing inner child work, with tapping, you know, journaling, meditating, so many different ways. Simply being with an emotion, allowing it to be there, not judging it, making it wrong, not trying to change it. Time and again, just giving it the time and space, it will often just start to dissolve away by itself because our body, mind's natural state is good health and well-being. It just needs us to be present and allow the time and space for that to take place. Also, in an 11 over 2 months, it's a great time for attending to details. The details around something that maybe was initiated in the previous month, sort of anchoring that a bit more in from that, you know, initiating surge. If there's, I'll leave that there. If you're in a 9 year, you will feel the energy of each month really distinctly. And so your 9 year, you're ending a 9 year cycle, very important year, letting go of everything that's not relevant for you for your next 9 year cycle, which starts in 2022. What an exciting month to be starting a whole new cycle. So you will be, if you're in a 9 year, you're in a 3 month in March. And so that's double. You know, I've already said it's number 3 months and it's your personal month number as well. So this is a time to be creative, whether it's creative in the kitchen, creative with your ideas, with writing, with taking art classes, with getting in the garden, whatever. Expressing more fully your truth. So what can happen often in this month is you can become aware of ways in which you're not able to communicate clearly, that you can't find the words or that people misunderstand what you say, that you get whatever you say, however you say it, you get the blame for how you've said it. Also, it's a month to really notice how much that critical voice is that you've got inside your head. And so being aware, if you're feeling challenges around being creative, or if you've got that belief, I'm not creative, and all of a sudden you're in a situation where you want to be creative with a child, or you're asked to do something that requires creativity at work, this is the month when that's likely to happen. And if you can see it as, okay, this is my opportunity to let go of old beliefs around I'm not creative or I can't communicate well. Or also it's about inspiration. And so it's a great month for letting yourself dream more. So noticing if you've got that practical voice in your head that says, oh, that can't happen, because I can't see how it could happen. Threes don't care about the practicalities. This is a month when you are encouraged and invited to daydream. Okay, if you're in a 1 year this year, new beginnings, very exciting year for you. This is a 4 month for you, so it's a time for knuckling down and doing the work. There's a real focus on work this month, on getting more systematic about the way you do your work, and getting better routines, being better organized, being more disciplined. It's a month when you want to get also often have a focus on money and financial security. So how this month could start out for you is by freaking out about your money situation, or by feeling scattered and disorganized and not knowing where to start or what to do. And so, you know, those are invitations to address the money fears, to get better organized. The real gift in the four energy is the gift of step-by-step movement forwards can achieve goals. With the 3 months, you can just get lucky. The 4 months is learning about what you can achieve by being consistent and systematic. Such an empowering gift to learn. You may also find yourself feeling a bit stuck, because you often, when the four energy is present, you don't see the results to the degree that matches the level of effort you feel that you're putting in. And that's because it's about solid foundations, and the results are more likely to come through when you're in the 5 months, because five is where everything changed, just like it's happening globally. Last year, four, systematic, chipping away, getting more real, being more practical, and then this year, doing the work, going the miles, and then this year, everything can change. So, yeah, that's what's likely to be happening for you in this 4 months. Also really important, because it is about work and discipline, create some time to relax and do self-care, because all work and no play not only makes for dullness, it also can make for health problems. So having a massage, having a hot bath, catching up with a friend, having nice nurturing meals, it's really good self-care in this 4 months, is really valuable. Okay, if you're in a 2 year, or it might be an 11 over 2 year, if it's 11 over 2, it's got a really strong spiritual component to it. The 2 energy can be about consolidating, as I said before, what happened last year. And at the same time, you're in a 5 month, so there's a whole lot of change that can come about for you this month. So hopefully you'll be reaping the benefits of last month, of doing the consistent work, starting to see some results for what you've been making. You're likely to see, in terms of the challenges, you could well start the month out feeling trapped, or feeling as though rules and regulations are keeping you stuck. And that's because this month is about learning how you can set up, create practices in your life that guide the way that you live, and create the space for you to have freedom of choice. So it's not about moving towards freedom, which means you're just totally irresponsible. It means, so for example, it might mean scheduling your calendar so that you have time when you can do whatever you like, making sure that there's that time on your calendar when you can do the hobby, the exercise, the socialising, that where you really feel free to have that. It's also very much about how it's been before can be different now. Five is halfway between 1 and 9, so it's real turning point energy. That's why this year being a 5 year globally is so exciting. So really being open to new possibilities and opportunities that can arise, even though you might start out the month feeling trapped. If you're in a 3 year, then this month is six. So six, the focus is on family, home, family, relationships, responsibility. So there's likely to be some sort of challenges around there in terms of where your responsibilities maybe begin and end towards other people. We're not responsible for anyone who is capable of taking care of themselves, even if we think we can see a better way for them to do things. That's what they're here to learn. And so if you have conflict arise, or if you're feeling uncomfortable about your home, not happy with your home, how can you rearrange the furniture? What simple little changes can you make so that your home feels more cozy? Maybe lighting some incense or lighting some candles in every room in the house and opening all the windows and asking for the energy in the house to be cleared and cleansed. That's a great thing to do when you're vacuuming and cleaning, to ask that whatever you want to believe in, whether you believe in angels or guides or whatever. I'm just usually fairly random, you know, can some beings please come and help cleanse the energy of the house while I'm cleansing the space itself? And it's amazing how you put the vacuum cleaner away and the mop bucket away, etc., and turn around and there can be a brightness that's more than just because it's a bit cleaner. Another thing with the sixth energy is, because it's about relationships, with any relationship that's tricky or a conversation that you're needing to have that you might be a little bit concerned about, asking how can I be the best version of me in this situation? Because really that's all we can do. And you can make it an invocation. Show me how, work through me, guide me, protect me, show me the way, support me so that I can be the best version of me. So I come away feeling good about how I've responded in that situation. If you're in a 4 year, that means a 7 month. This is you going within months. And so often some challenge will arise that will get you feeling the need to spend time alone with yourself, to meditate on it or journal about it or do some processing. 7 months is the time for the getting of wisdom, and so it's a time when you might find yourself feeling dumb, you know, feeling, okay, I don't know about this, I should know about this, what do I need to know about this? And that's where sitting and being with it and being with, it's okay for me to not know. How can I support that part of me that feels that not knowing and feels that stress or anxiety about not knowing? And how can I be open and trust that I know everything that I need to know in any given situation? So the opportunities there in this 7 months. Okay, so I'm just taking a deep breath or two. I'm starting to get a little more active on Facebook. As I said before, the Annie Sorrell Emotional Wellbeing Facebook page. So if any, and I'll be posting the recording link there as well. If any questions arise for you from this call today, feel free to post them there or email them to me and I'll address them in the call next month, the beginning or the end of March. But what I'd like to finish up with today is, as I said, a little healing process to help with breaking out of old ways of being and supporting you in getting more into the flow, being open to the flow of what's coming through that's new. So you might like to just spend a minute or two briefly jotting down a couple of things that maybe are a concern for you in your life right now, whether big or small, things that you would like to change, apart from the part of you, most of us have this part, that is afraid of the change and what might happen as a consequence. So just jotting down, you know, it may be your relationship with someone at work or at home. It may be work worries or money worries, health worries. By focusing like that, by tuning in and asking, helps to connect us with that situation. And the more that we're connected with it, the more that really supports in shifting it. So just writing down two or three things at the most. And now picking one of those things on your list, and letting yourself tune into it. Thinking about it, what bugs you about it, how you feel about it. And also noticing what's happening in your body as you tune into it. So, for example, you might feel angry about some injustice that's occurred for you at work last week. And as you think about that, you feel the anger. You feel it's not fair. And just see where in your body feels uncomfortable. Do you feel tight in your jaw, churning in your stomach, pressure on your shoulders, heaviness in your chest? And this could be something that's much more long-standing that you've struggled with, you've tried to solve, you've talked to friends about it, and it doesn't change, doesn't get better, keeps weighing you down, keeps worrying you. And you feel as though nothing's ever, you might even feel as though it's never going to change. You can't see how it could possibly change. It's just that is how it is, and it keeps playing on your mind, going over and over. So whatever the flavour of the situation you're focusing on, just allowing yourself to be with how it feels in your body, how it feels emotionally. Not trying to change it. Not judging yourself for the fact that it's there, just simply allowing it to be there. You might like to focus on how it feels in your body. You might like to focus on how it feels emotionally. Or you might like to move between the two. And now we're going to do is just imagine handing this problem or challenge, handing it over, letting it go, handing it over to life, source, the universe, some power greater than you, however you like to think of it. Handing it over and saying, I've done everything I can think of. It's hard to believe this can be different or it can improve. And I'm totally open and willing to that unfolding in surprising or unexpected ways, if that's how it needs to. And you might like to imagine that you're holding this problem in your hands, and then you're just lifting your hands up, cupped hands, lifting them up and lifting them up, and offering this without knowing. We don't need to know, our mind does not need to know the answer. Things can shift and change that can dissolve something away, or an insight can come through that suddenly makes it seem different in positive ways. Just being willing to let it go. To, you could think of it as, I'm sharing this. What I do sometimes is I say, this is just too big for me. I give it to you. I'm willing and open to you stepping in and sorting it out or showing me steps I need to take. And if there's nothing I need to do right now, give me the patience and faith to be with that. And now I'd like you to imagine that you're moving forwards. Maybe imagining that you're in a little boat on a river and you're just drifting downstream. And it feels great to just relax, lie back, feel the sun shining down on you. Feeling the gentle movement of the boat as you flow forwards. And all you need to do is go with the flow. You don't need to know where the flow is taking you. You don't need to know what the outcome is going to be. All that's being asked is to let go, be open to new possibilities, allowing change. Even if there's a part of you that's a bit anxious about that, you can hand that anxiety over to. Just letting go and going with the flow. Getting out of the fast lane and into the flow lane. We're in a time when anything is possible. You might like to imagine that you can feel energy flowing in, which is filling you with an awareness of new possibilities and new opportunities coming your way. That things don't have to be the way they've always been. And that, as Tosha Silva would say, a miracle of transformation just might be possible. And slowly opening your eyes, taking a breath or two, coming back. If anything arose for you, you might like to write that down. Just a breath or two to come back into your body, feeling your feet on the floor, feeling what you're sitting on. And I wish you much empowerment, much joy, much freedom this month. And I'd love to hear from you as to how that's going. Bye for now.